Thank you for telling me. Of course not. Hey, of course not. I have days like that too, you know? Whether it's not being in the right headspace, or I don't know, you just don't feel like it. Maybe you just need to be held and cuddled, you know? You're just in a snuggly mood, not a sexy mood. I like both. Very much. You know, cuddling you is like my, I think it's my all-time favorite thing to do. Just putting my arms around you. Holding you so close. Feel you breathe. Feel you warm. Your scent. I don't know if there's anything I love more. I doubt it. Kind of feels impossible, you know. Well, you know I'm a cuddle monster. Any chance I get at stealing cuddles from you? I definitely will. Well, yeah, plans change sometimes, you know? Okay, well, special lingerie can be weird. Can be worn another time. No. And why would I be offended? I mean, sure, that's valid. But if you're not feeling well, then the last thing I want to do is to pressure you into having sex. No, honestly, that would make me feel awful. Knowing that I had pressured you to do anything, really, that you're not comfortable doing, that you don't want to do. No, that would, I would hate that. Don't say thank you. You don't need to say thank you. That's like common decency towards your partner. Really? That is awful. Really? I'm so sorry. Don't cry. I hate that. You know there's a word for that, right? When you pressure someone to be intimate when they don't want to. You know, it doesn't have to be physical pressure. It can be manipulation. It can be guilting someone. That is disgusting behavior. So sorry that happened. So sorry. It's okay. It's always okay to say no. No matter what. Okay? It's okay to say no. Forever and for all eternity. It's okay to say no to certain things. It's okay to say no in certain moments. It's okay to say no to things that you have previously said yes to. It's always okay. It's always okay. I will never do that to you. Pressure you, guilt you, gaslight you to feel guilty or something like this. Sex should be something positive, you know? Something beautiful and intimate. How can it be any of those things? If someone doesn't consent to it, it's not possible. And one thing. Considering everything you've been through, I think you're very, very brave for letting me know how you feel. Both for setting a boundary and letting me know you were not in the mood, and for letting me know your boundaries have been crossed before. I hate that. I hate that that happened. I think me knowing helps a little bit. That I can be extra sensitive. Be extra mindful. To read your body language, should you ever feel like you can't speak up. Sometimes that's difficult. I'm And you trust matters so much to me. I would never want to do anything to break that. I love you. Like so much. Have I ever told you that before? No. Oh my goodness. Well, I have some making up to do then, don't I? I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. That's my forehead kisses. I'll let you know how loved you are. We will just be calling. Being snuggly, a little lazy. I don't know, something. Something cute. Bunnies, why did I not think of that? Silly me, silly me. Snuggly little cuddle bunnies. That is the best, I agree. Very, very best. Sounds very good to me.